Yeah, look, it's absolutely ridiculous what's happening at this stage, and I've been in contact with a number of customers who've gone in for their NCT test, and they're failing the test not as a result of themselves or the roadworthiness of the car, but simply because the NCT centres now right across the state can't provide the service. The lifts are all now not in operation because of a defect in them, so therefore the test can't be carried out, but yet customers are still being charged the full price of the NCT test. I believe that this is in breach of the contract that they have with the NCT centres. But it, even outside of that, it is simply unfair. These are people who have to, in the main, take time off work to go to the centres only to be failed and to be charged for that service. In any other sector, you wouldn't pay for a service that can't be fulfilled. So the NCT and the minister needs to intervene immediately, refund the individuals who have already paid out, and make sure that any partial tests that are being carried out in the meantime are done without a cost to the customer. There is also a need for the Garda, the Commissioner and the Minister for Justice to clarify that there will be no prosecutions in relation to anybody who's stopped without an NCT cert at this point in time, because of the fact that the centres can't pass and test cars until this issue is resolved.
But if they were to cancel the tests in their entirety, would it not create a massive backlog down the line?
I have no problem with partial tests being carried out. What I do have a problem is that people are being charged for a service that can't be provided. So people should be able to avail of the partial test. That test is quite limited, but at least it will require a retest. So there will be issues now in terms of a backlog. But people shouldn't be charged for a test and then have to come back on a second day for the second part of that test. You know, the contract, I understand, stipulates that where there is a mechanical breach in terms of the failure of Atlas, who are the providers here, to carry out a test, that no charge will accrue to the customer. However, people are being charged, and people are being notified who are booking tests at this point in time that they will be charged the full amount. You know, if you went to any business or any person, you know, if you went in to get your hair cut and the barber's scissors weren't working, they wouldn't be able to charge you for the haircut. Yet the NCT centres can't carry out the test and it's full. They are failing the drivers, failing the cars, yet charging the full amount. And this is simply wrong, and it needs to stop, and people need to be compensated because of the lack of ability to provide this test.